brothers and sisters, you all. And all the brothers and sisters, you are watching through the internet, and peace to you all. If you are English speaker, English listener, please look at the screen. You can use your cell phone, and you will have an English version of today's sermon. The sermons on every Sunday are systematically shared in the book of the Bible, book by book, chapter by chapter. Thank you for your prayers so that I can properly decompose the truth of the Holy Words. Together, we can have a deep understanding of God's Holy Words, and at the same time, find that spiritual principles can be applied to our own lives. This morning, the topic I will share with you today is to understand the significance of a circumcision. Please look at the chapter, the book of Joshua, chapter 5, 1 through 3. I will read it for you. Now, when all the Amorite kings west of the Jordan and all the Canaanite kings along the coast heard how the Lord had dried up the Jordan before the Israelites until they had crossed over, their hearts melted in fear, and they no longer had the courage to face the Israelites. At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, "Make flint knives and circumcise the Israelites again." So Joshua made flint knives and circumcised the Israelites at Gibeon Haraloth. So these three verses, we see three things. The first thing is that many idol worshipping kings in Canaan are very afraid. They feared because they heard the mighty deeds of Jehovah God. So they are fearful. The second thing is that God told Joshua to circumcise all Israelite men. Think about it. This order was actually very difficult for Joshua and the Israelite soldiers who were ready to fight at that time. But Joshua fully obeyed God's command. First, let us understand what is a circumcision. It is to cut a bit of skin on an important part of the man. Then you need to make a very sharp knife before circumcision. So we need to understand the meaning of a circumcision. Really, before the circumcision, you need to make a very sharp knife before the circumcision because it is a very precise operation. A better knife is needed. All of this takes time, from making sharp flint knives to circumcision of all men can be said to be quite a big project. Think about it. There's so many Israelite men. So more than 100,000 Israelite men. It is a big project, from making sharp flint knives to circumcise all the Israelite men. It is really a big project. Especially today, when we think about it from a military and a medical point of view, the medicine and the hygiene at that time were not as advanced as we are today. And the Israelites went to war after crossing the Jordan River. Now that God wants them to be circumcised, those are painful things to do. There's no, it's a very painful thing. There's no anesthesia at that time. And it will take 3 to 5 days for the wound to be healed at earliest. So from the perspective of a warfare at that moment, it is very dangerous. But if the enemy knew that all the Israelite men were all in pain and used this opportunity to attack them immediately, the outcome would be really dangerous and tragic. Then why the Holy God order, command all men of Israel to be circumcised? The answer is in verse 4 to 5. Now, this is why he did so. All those who came out of Egypt, all the men of a military age, died in the wilderness on the way after leaving Egypt. All the people that came out had been circumcised, but all the people born in the wilderness during the journey from Egypt had not. In other words, the older generation of Israelite men had been circumcised, but all died in the wilderness. So the new generation of Israelite men had not been circumcised. So the Lord commanded them to be circumcised. So what do we see? So why the circumcision is so important? Because circumcision is a sign of a covenant between men and God. We need to understand, our God values the reality of a mutual agreement, this covenant. Therefore, circumcision has become a sign that every Abraham descendant should have. Let's look at the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse 9 to 10. Chapter 17, verse 9 to 10 in the book of Genesis. Let's all read together. Then God said to Abraham, "As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you should be circumcised." The last sentence, every male among you shall be circumcised. Talk about Abraham and all Abraham's descendants have to keep this covenant with the Lord. So make covenant must be two parties, mutual contract, mutual agreement. So it takes two parties. Both parties need to keep the agreement. God and Abraham's descendants make this holy covenant. And God really value the reality of this mutual agreement. Therefore, circumcision has become a sign that every Abraham descendant should have. It is very clear that before the Israelites attacked the city of Jericho, they had to restore the sign of their covenant with God. This also reminds us that our God is a good God who keeps his covenant and is loving. Since God is keeping his promise, how should we respond? Brothers and sisters, and also including the friends watching the sermon online. Of course, we human beings have to follow this agreement. This principle is very important. In fact, we are all blessed under this sacred agreement, this covenant, as long as we are willing to abide by what we have agreed with God. God will surely give us great blessings. Everyone knows that the Bible is actually the book a book composed of the Old Testament and the New Testament. So what is the difference between the covenant of grace? So what is the relationship between the two of them? The so-called covenant of behavior refers to the covenant that God made with Adam before the fall of mankind. God promised that if Adam obeyed God's words, Adam would naturally be blessed by God. But if Adam did not obey, he would, of course, be judged. So the key lies in Adam's behavior. This is what theologic scientists call the covenant of a behavior. We all know that Adam did not abide by God's promise. So mankind began to fall and become corrupted, so that sin entered to the world. But God loved the man he created so much. So God arranged a covenant of grace. The covenant of grace was established through Jesus Christ. The new covenant established through the cross of Jesus Christ is the covenant of grace. Remember, last Sunday was the first Sunday of October. We did the covenant. The pastor picked up the wine, the juice, said, "This is the blood Jesus Christ shed it for us." Because the covenant of grace is for all who believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, believe in everything that Jesus is the Lord, raised from the dead, and that such people will be saved. And we also received the Holy Spirit of the Most High. At the same time, we have a brand new life. This grace is called the covenant of grace. We need to have a deeper understanding of each stage of the biblical covenant. We truly need to have a deeper understanding of each stage of the biblical covenant. In fact, it shows four basic meanings. First, God demonstrated that he is a benevolent, loving king. He is willing to take the initiative to make covenants with others. It demonstrates God as a merciful king who initiates the covenant with man. Second, since both parties value the covenant, one must abide by the agreement. Since both parties value the covenant, they must obey the letter of a covenant. Third, God will punish those who break their promises. If you look at the YouTube I've made through the Little Happy Dreadful Station, God will punish those who break their promises. Number four, God will bless those who keep the promise to the end. That's very simple, because our God, who is a loving God, but also who judges. So those four important points are very important and help us understand that God is absolutely a God who keeps his covenant and a belovedness and a and benevolent. Of course, we must abide by the covenant if we want to be blessed by God. So it's very easy to understand. The Holy Bible is easy to be understood because God wants everyone to repent, not want any person to get lost. It's very simple, very clear to understand. So, circumcision. So, in the Old Testament, circumcision, Passover, baptism, it's all the signs of the covenant. They have very important spiritual meaning. That's why all the churches today hold baptism ceremonies and also the covenant ceremony. And the reason for the sacrament, our responsibility is to comply with the content of the covenant. We must not forget that we are so blessed to be able to make covenant with this great God. Surely you will be blessed if you follow the covenant. It is a dreadful thing to be blessed by God. This also reminds us that today, as the children of God, we must have a credibility as a human being, and we must do well what we have agreed with others. Go ahead and do what you promised others. Otherwise, don't agree or give some time to think about it, because we are Christians. Our words and actions will be linked to the name of our God. Therefore, we must be cautious of our words and our deeds. Now, I put together the major covenants in the Bible in the simple chart to look at it. There are totally seven parts here. Can you see it? The first is the covenant of action. It talks about Adam, and it talks about Adam. Adam broke the agreement with God. Second is the covenant of grace. It talks about our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ saved the main tent. The third one is the Noah's covenant. It talks about Noah and Noah's descendants must abide. The number four is the covenant with Abraham. Talk about circumcision and make a sign. Number five, the covenant with Moses. Human beings have to obey the Ten Commandments. And number six, the covenant to David. Talk about Jesus Christ. Number seven is the New Testament, the Holy Cross of Jesus Christ. So the seven covenants of the Bible, covenant of peace, covenant of grace, covenant of Noah, covenant of Abraham, covenant of Moses, covenant of David, and the New Covenant. Adam, the first one, Adam disobeyed covenant. Sin entered to the world. Second, salvation. Third, Noah's descendant must obey the law. Number four, circumcision and a sign. Number five, people need to obey Ten Commandments. Number six, so if someone asks you, Why is there an old covenant and a new covenant? The answer is that most people in the Old Testament did not keep their promises. They didn't value the relationship with God. They violated the law promulgated by God. They even turned away from God who loved them and worshiped idols. So God was very sad, but God was willing to give people another chance. God made a new covenant. However, the new covenant is the last agreement. It will never happen that God keeps giving us another new covenant just because people don't keep the covenant. Again, the new covenant is the last agreement. It will never happen that God keeps giving us another new covenant just because people don't keep the covenant. It will never happen because the book of Revelation already tells us very clearly that the end of this world. Please see the Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 to 20. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of the scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add it to that person the plague described in the scroll. And if anyone takes words away from the scroll of a prophecy, God will take away from that person. He who testifies to this thing says, yes, I'm coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. We can see from verse 18 to 20, the book of Revelation is the last book of the Bible. No one should add anything on this book. If person dares to add anything or delete anything from the book of Revelation, God will delete that. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I'm coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. That's the last book of the New Testament. That's the end of the Bible from the book of Revelation. The new covenant is the last agreement. It will never happen that God keeps giving us another new covenant just because people don't keep the covenant. Everyone knows that between the Old Testament and the New Testament, God was silent for 400 years. 400 years. For such a long period of time, God has no revelation and no word to mankind. Think about it. Why? If it is not for the mercy of a God, if it is not for the grace of a God, if it is not for the saving grace of a Jesus Christ, what a tragic ending for mankind would be. But thank God, because of his mercy giving us another chance, we made a new covenant through Jesus Christ. So everyone needs to clearly realize this truth. So today we understand from circumcision that God values so much the covenant he made with human beings. So today, we need to truly understand the meaning of circumcision. Need to understand God values so much the covenant he made with human beings. Today, we're in the era of the New Testament. We certainly do not need to be circumcised anytime. But the spiritual meaning of the circumcision is indeed very important. Please see the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 5 to 6. For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Paul said, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is the faith expressing itself through love. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Expressing itself through love. Number 5, number 6, both verses talk about expressing itself through love. Circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Again, the most important thing, our inner self, we need to repent. We need to recognize Jesus Christ's amazing grace. Then within Jesus Christ, we'll be a new person. Everything old past, we become a new life. We need to understand that part. Now let's look at the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 29 to 30. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too. Since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Did you see it? Apostle Paul mentioned one more time, help us understand. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too. God not just only saves the Jews, God saves all people. But God picked, chose Abraham, chose the Israelite nation. Through Jews, love the entire nation, everyone in the world. Since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. So it doesn't matter, circumcision or not circumcision. The most important thing is the faith. So the book of Romans said, through the faith, you can be righteous. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this clear understanding. Therefore, anyone who is willing to receive the salvation of Jesus Christ, you will be saved. You will have eternal life. So in the future, in the new kingdom, new days of Jesus Christ, we will sing hallelujah forever. Praise the Lord. There is another biblical question that is in the book of Joshua chapter 5. Verse 9, then the Lord said to Joshua, today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you, so the place has been called Gilgal to this day. What does this word mean? It turns out that the Israelites did hard labor when they were in Egypt, and they was not, and there was no such thing at that time, and they were circumcised until God led them out of Egypt through Moses. So God promised that they would enter the beautiful land of Canaan. So God made a covenant with the people of Israel, Israel, under the sign of a circumcision. Therefore, all the Israelites of that generation were circumcised, but they were in the wilderness because they violated God's law and even went to worship the golden calf. They all fell to the wilderness, but the new generation of Israelites had a chance to enter the Canaan. Otherwise, the Egyptians would laugh at them and laugh at how they could enter the beautiful land of Canaan. What? But now God led them through Joshua, through the Jordan River, and into the beautiful land of Canaan. So look at chapter 5, verse 9. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you." So the place has been called Gilgal to this day. But now God led them through Joshua, through the Jordan River, and into the beautiful land of Canaan. So verse 9 says, the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you." So the place has been called Gilgal to this day. From this place, this name, Gilgal, means the one that is rolling until today. In other words, God's promise to the Israelites was fully fulfilled, and the Egyptians' mouths were blocked. No wonder the Israelites had to be circumcised before they officially attacked the city of Jericho. Remind us once again that all people must abide by the contract and agreement with God. Obey the Ten Commandments and the law. Although we are living in the age of the New Testament today, we still need to obey the Ten Commandments. We must understand that God promulgated the law to mankind for the benefit of mankind. It is so that we can have a peace, joy, peace, and health, because God is so deeply love us. So don't regard the law and the covenant as a negative thing, so as to completely misunderstand God's good intentions. Think about it. A father loves his child. When the child knows how to drive and started to go to college, he's about to study another state. It is impossible for the father to have three restrictions and agreements with his son. He will say, "My son, do not drink. Can you agree with me? My child, do not take drugs. Do you agree with me? Number three, my child, do not make bad friends. Do you agree with me?" If the child answers yes, if the dad tells the daughter, "And please keep yourself, keep your virginity until you get married. Do you want to promise me? Do you want to have an agreement with me?" The mature children will promise the father, say, "Yes, I will agree. I will keep this agreement because I know you love me so much. You do that for my goodness. Oh, the brothers and sisters, in this way we can understand the intention of our Heavenly Father. Dear brothers and sisters, we need to understand the heart of our Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father does that for our own goodness. So dear brothers and sisters and all the friends who watch the gospel on the internet, thank Heavenly Father for giving his holy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, die on the cross for us and become the sacrifice, the Lamb for us. So he completed the great work of salvation. So what about our response? What about our response? Repentance. Completely repent. Believe in Jesus Christ and are willing to obey God's holy words. Such people will surely receive God's great blessings. Let us pray together, unify our heart and pray together. Our dear Heavenly Abba Father, we thank you because your holy words make us understand your intentions. Thank you for let us understand the meaning of our circumcision so we can pay more attention and take a great value for your love. Because all the people who are willing to obey your holy words will be well blessed by you. We pray, please bless all your children, our Lord. Bless our heart, our soul. Because you are holy, we need to be holy too. We praise you, Lord. We pray in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Here's a supplement for the announcement. Today at 1 p.m. in room number 18, we're going to have a planning meeting for the fall festival preparation. Brothers and sisters, please attend. Try our best. Try our efforts and give efforts to serve God. Now is the time for offering. Due to COVID-19, we're not going to pass the offering back to every single person's hand. So the offertory box is the entrance of our sanctuary. If you chose to mail your offertory through mailing, and we have a P.O. Box address for you also. Now let's pray for our offering. Dear Heavenly Father, you are the creator, all power for the whole universe. Everything in the on the sky, on earth, all belongs to you. You're not short of anything. You're not lack of anything, Lord. But God, you are pleased by the offering by your children from their willing heart. Today, no matter we offer big, offer small, they're all from our willingly offering hearts. Please give us wisdom in our heart. Let us to count endless blessings you give to us, including our life, our families, our work, our money, and our eternal lives. So our heart will full of appreciation and thanksgiving. So Lord, please let the wisdom come to the hearts of all the church leaders. Wisely use the money to serve God, to serve the heavenly kingdom and glorify God's name. We pray in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Thank you for all the brothers and sisters offering to serve the kingdom of God. Do we have any new friends for time to come to our church and worship together with us? So can you introduce yourself? Yang Yingqian family from Southern Baptist Seminary. Thank you. Brother Yang and his daughter come from Shaoxing, Zhejiang Province in China. They're right now at Southern Baptist Seminary. Okay. She's a freshman at high school, just come to the U.S. Welcome you all. Second person, name is Hannah. So the family are visiting here from Naperville, Illinois. I believe that's the south side of Chicago. Lin Yiling is a student from Southern Baptist Seminary. Ms. Lin is also from Zhejiang Province. This is her first semester at Southern Baptist Seminary. Last one, not the least, John. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us for the worship. After worship, we will have a Sunday school. Then after Sunday school, we will have a lunch together. There will be a round table. We invite you to sit at the round table to communicate with us and to talk to the pastor, please. So benediction by the pastor now. Please all rise. Let's receive the benediction from the God. Amen.
Hey, 李先生。啊，你好。哎，你好。谢谢你。哎，这个是我们做的那个Blueberry Jam。
Oh,
方的自己做的。
我跟您说，我这个特别喜欢，因为我自己也做这个。
真的？
哦，我不知道您的，我就是我比较简单，我是什么呢？我主要是放黄油，那个红糖，放一点点的盐那样子的。哎呦，我 blueberry 很健康的，很健康的，对对对。好嘞，谢谢您这个。好，谢谢您了，谢谢您。
好的。张师傅在家吗？
他刚从底串回来，他现在不 travel 到国外去，但是的话呢，有时候美国偶尔的话呢，他还是要 travel 的。
OK。
呀，哎呀，这个 blueberry 挺好的，
okay.
我很喜欢的啊，谢谢您了，谢谢。
看看我们什么时候能忙完的。
您最近又在忙一些 project？
不是，我现在就是要把那些旧的房子修完了，我要卖掉。
OK OK， 没问题。我之所以跟您说是什么呢？是因为啊。完全国家，而且我插上的，而且我们是我们讲话是要插着的。
OK。
对。
不要希望
我。No， 这是关键，而且还有一个，我们要每次都那个要耳机插上才能够连上的。
Okay.
呀，完全是关的，您放心吧。对对对，这就是基本的，您先忙。